Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Glenn Sterner, Wade Smith, Jeremy Branham, a day away from Thursday night football. Biggest game of the year for the Houston Texans. Biggest game on the schedule this week in terms of playoff implications. 38% up or down for the Houston Texans, whether they win or lose this game. Also want to remind you, it's a Thursday night game. I don't know if you've noticed this about the city of Houston, but it's heavily trafficked after work hours. And for whatever reason, it gets darker sooner, and it seems like that makes the traffic even worse for whatever reason. No, you can believe that, Mr. Herman. So if you're going to the Texans game, you're going out to NRG State, go early. Go early, show up, expect the traffic, leave your house an hour early, get out there for the tailgate scene. Also, they're having a light show before the game. You want to get there early for that, too.
Yeah, look, there's some pregame action. So here's the deal. If you're attending the game, make sure you participate in the pregame light show. So, one, get there early. Be in your seats by 6:50 p.m. and watch for the prompt to join the show. If you'll download and or update the Texans app, that will allow you to join the pregame light show during the team intros. Pretty cool little thing the Texans have planned, but they want to make sure that, again, as Jeremy mentioned, that you are aware that, which you have to be blind or living under a rock for the last 10 years to not know that there's going to be some severe traffic. But get there early, plan to deal with the traffic. And here's the other deal. If you're not going to the game and you don't live in the area, stay the hell away from the area. Don't even be in the area. Just go a different route and stay out of the way. But definitely get that Texans app, either download it or update it, and be a part of that light show. From what I've heard, it's going to be a pretty cool deal to participate in. They need everybody that's going to be there, again, to be there by 6:50 and participate. It's Thursday night football, Houston. You got to represent the city, baby. I know it's the Texans. It was a tough loss last week, and obviously we all hope they play well. But when it's all said and done, it's H-Town, and you got to represent on Thursday night, and filling that stadium up and participating and being loud is a big part of showing the nation, showing the world what Houston's all about.
I tell you what, man, listen, this is the biggest game of the year, and what you need to do is tell them, Smitty said, tell your boss, tell whoever that you got to talk to, take the day off, man. I want you to get there early and tailgate so you don't have to even deal with any of that traffic or go into the first half of work and leave after the lunchtime. Tell them I gotta leave early today. Get over to the stadium early so you don't have to deal with any of the shenanigans, so you don't have to deal with any of the traffic, and all those people that are in the area that aren't going to the game, that are just in the way, they can just have the streets and you can already be there tailgating and having a good time. Just tell them Smitty said it, all right? If you get in trouble, hit me up, Sports Radio 610. You know what I mean? You can text, you can tweet, you can't text me because I ain't giving you my
JJ
number.
JJ Watt texted, I'm not JJ. Gave his number, you're not going to give yours?
Nah, I know good and damn well that wasn't JJ's real number, but I'm just telling you, you can tweet me. And I'll send you an excuse letter. I'll send you a doctor's note, even though I'm not a doctor. But I'm giving you the day off. Come to the Texans game and show your love for the Texans. Show your support and don't deal with all the shenanigans and the traffic that you will have to deal with if you try to get there right around game time, because it's going to be crazy.
You're not a doctor, but you're a protector. You protected quarterbacks for your entire NFL life. Now you're protecting the people trying to get off work. That's not a bad day, by the way. Go in half a day, cut out early for lunch instead of going to lunch and having your salad. Get out to the tailgate. Grill up some barbecue, some chickens, some whatever you're eating out there at the tailgate.
Y'all do all that grilling and cooking. I'm going to be gripping and sipping, baby.
they go one and the same, baby.
That's right.
Let's get into some love fears. Matchups that we love, matchup that we fear ahead of this game on Thursday night against the Colts. I'll start with mine. J.J. Watt, he's been out, and the Texans' pass rush has not been good since. The Texans have a 29% pass rush win rate, basically winning or losing their one-on-one matchup in the trenches. That's the second to last in the league. I don't see that pass rush improving anytime soon.
Yeah, so what is that? I'm assuming you fear that.
I fear the matchup. Mightily.
Yeah, I mean, look, here's the deal. When you talk about the matchup of the Indianapolis Colts offensive line versus this defensive front, I'm a little hesitant because of what Wade said. And I know J.J. Watt's obviously one of the greatest to ever play the game and play the position, but he dominated the line of scrimmage and dominated collapsing the pocket and being in and around Jacoby Brissett's feet the entire game last matchup, you know, 6 weeks ago when the Colts and the Texans played. And so that leads, and I know these guys are road graders. I know they're very, very good at running the football. But with that said, I think they may be vulnerable at that position. And so I'm not completely in fear of it. I'm anxious to keep my eyes on it and see if anybody can impact the quarterback in the pocket the way that J.J. Watt was able to. I think the part of that equation for me that I'm anxious to see is Whitney Mercilus matched up with the two tackles, whether it's Braden Smith or Anthony Costanzo. I know those guys are really good players. There's no doubt about it. But Whitney got off to a hell of a start to the season relative to getting after the quarterback and making game-changing type plays. I think that's if they're going to be able to get pressure with the front seven and particularly with the five-man rush, including both outside linebackers, it's got to come from Whitney. It's got to come from Whitney. So I'm anxious to watch the matchups of Whitney and these two tackles.
I tell you what, Clint, that doesn't sound like love or fear. It sounds like like. You know what I mean? Like, I like that matchup. I don't get no love, and I'm definitely getting fear out of that situation.
Overall, I fear that situation. Their Indianapolis Colts offensive line versus the Texans' defensive front's ability to get after the quarterback. I think that's a real problem. I fear it if I'm going to have to couch it. But as usual, I got a little long-winded in explaining Whitney Mercilus. I think Whitney Mercilus has to step up and change that, swing that momentum, swing that fear to like or love, and I'll be okay with it.
Okay, so JB started with some fear, and Clint has some fear. I got some love for y'all.
All right.
My love is DJ Reader against Quentin Nelson or whoever else is on the interior of the Indianapolis Colts offensive line, because game in, game out, I don't care who you put against him. You see, watch the tape of him last week and what he was doing to Marshall Yonder. Watch him the first time that he played against Quentin Nelson. DJ Reader, whoever you put across from him, he dominates him. And so I expect the same out of DJ Reader. That's a matchup that you can bank on that is going to have a hell of a ball game. And so that's a matchup I love. I had to dig deep to find it, but I found it, baby.
Well, look, I mean, I'll tell you one I love. I absolutely love DeAndre Hopkins matched up with any of their cover guys. I don't care if it's Pierre Desir. I don't care if it's Rocky Sin, even though he's questionable. I don't care if it's Kenny Moore, Quincy Wilkes. I mean, you just all up and down the list. What's that?
I said Power Six. He's from Temple.
Yeah, I don't give a damn where he's from. He ain't ready. He ain't ready for DeAndre Hopkins. I think when you talk about Deshaun Watson's ability to bounce back, I think he'll have a big day, and I think a big part of that is DeAndre Hopkins. The film that you mentioned earlier that I watched right before the show. I mean, there was a couple of times where DeAndre Hopkins is wide open and should have got the ball early and didn't. I think you go back to the drawing board to where, one, the play callers being creative with getting Hopkins opportunities in open space to get the ball. And I also think that Deshaun Watson refocuses on making sure that Hopkins gets to the football. If he's not your initial read in the progression, then we're going to get through our progression quick. We're not going to get hung up on guys hoping or thinking they may come open. We're going to get through that progression quick because you know you got Hopkins coming on the backside. I love Hopkins versus this secondary, regardless of who they decide to put in. They're playing a lot more man right now, Wade, than they typically have in the past.
Right.
And so they're going to have to man up. I don't know which guy they're going to throw at DeAndre Hopkins, but I really like the fact that they should be, him and Deshaun Watson should be extremely motivated to have a big, big day Thursday night at NRG.
So I started y'all with my first one, which was a love. Now, this is my fear. My fear is the play calling of Frank Wright against the play calling of Romeo Crennel, and more specifically, those crossing routes that have destroyed the Texans game in and game out in the first game against the Colts. Those crossing routes were deadly, and so that's one thing I fear. The Texans have not figured out a way to handle that, the pick routes, the rub routes, the crossing routes in general, all year long. And so that's one thing I fear, rearing its ugly head another time on Thursday Night Football.
Wait, that's one of those things. I've talked a lot about, you know, across the board on Texans radio and actually on with those guys tonight again. But, you know, the crossing routes are one of those where there's really no stopping them. You know, I mean, there's not if it's man, it's some kind of rub route, pick route. All right, it's some kind of you find the quickest guy you've got, he separates, you get him to rock. If it's zone, then they settle in the zone and the quarterback, you know, will hit him in a like a little spot up route, And so it's really one of those where you're damned if you do, damned if you don't. It's hard to stop. Now, if you can move the quarterback, pressure the quarterback, throw that timing off, it makes it more difficult. The kicker is what you mentioned earlier, bro. If the offense can score some points and not allow Indy to just kind of matriculate down the field with these little crossing routes and throwing little 3 and 4 yard routes and force them to do other things, then the game changes. If Indy keeps control of the game the entire game, then they're gonna chew you alive with those little crossers or little spot up routes, and there's really no defense. So I think it's really on the offense's hand to change the game, as you mentioned earlier in the show.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.